times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
C.
F.
G.
Q.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge. A Day to Listen 2024 with your host, Kim Wheeler.
Aneen, hello. I'm Kim Wheeler, and this is A Day to Listen. Today is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It is a day to remember, to learn, and to honor residential school survivors and the little children who never made it home. We have been bringing you conversations and stories about Indigenous people all day today, and I hope you have been not only enjoying them, but also learning things about Indigenous people that you may not have known before. I'm going to be with you for the next 4 hours, so maybe I should tell you a bit about myself. I live in Winnipeg, what I like to call the heart of Turtle Island. I'm Anishinaabe and Mohawk, and am a 60 Scoop survivor. I've been sharing positive Indigenous stories in both the mainstream and Indigenous media since, well, let's just say a really long time. I was honored to be asked to host and produce A Day to Listen by the executive director, Sarah Medanek, of the Gord Downie and Chani Wenjack Fund, who are bringing you this special programming today on the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation.
Alternative.
Falling all over myself to lift your heart in case you'll heal.
close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the further share, with the further share, this lonely view, and with the further share, this lonely view, and with the further share, this lonely view.
The Edge.
From the Retro Bin!
1979.
Thank you. looks that way. We made a date to go for a drink. I wore my jeans and she wore a mink. There was this misconception I was. She just looks that way. She just looks that way. Her ego wrote checks incredibly fast, but her personality didn't have the cash. I laughed out loud through my total dismay. She ain't pretty, she just looks that way. She ain't pretty, she just looks that way.
This is 107.3, The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
My name is Kim Wheeler, and I'll be your host right up to 6 p.m. I'm registered at Seguin First Nation in Manitoba, but my maternal bloodline comes from the Sandy Bay First Nation. I was adopted out as part of the 60 Scoop. The 60 Scoop was another way the Canadian government took children from their families. It is well known that the 60 Scoop was a continuation of residential schools in its attempt to assimilate us. It's a period of time that lasted from the 1950s to the early 1980s. I began the search for my maternal family when I was 26. I have yet to find my paternal family. But while I was adopted out and my parents believed in the government line to kill the Indian and the child, I am happy to say they failed. I am a proud Anishinaabe and Mohawk woman, and so are my children. Coming up, I'm speaking with a language keeper from the East Coast, so stick around.
93 The Edge.
The Canada-wide clearance is on at Chevrolet. Get 0% financing for up to 72 months on the 2024 Silverado 1500 RST. Explore downtown hotspots with standard Chevrolet safety assist, including automatic emergency braking and HD surround vision camera. Or take on the great outdoors with an available 3-liter Duramax diesel engine and available in-vehicle trailering app. Oh, look, a cute chipmunk. Not so cute. Not so cute! Ask your Chevrolet dealer for details.
Oh, another day, another routine. What if you could escape just for a little while? Hit refresh with an all-inclusive vacation, cruise, or flight to paradise. And cherish what really matters. The community of experts at Sellout Vacations have your back with great deals that make finding your happy place easy. The path to better days is clear. Happy travels from
SellOutVacations.com.
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
People sometimes ask, sure, you can consolidate people's debts using telekinesis, but what else can you do? As if changing lives isn't enough. Well, I can also use my power to make it rain hot dogs. It's still not as cool as consolidating debts into one easy payment, though.
Own your home? Need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
The first step to any painting project is taking a trip to Anna Lynn Decorating Center, your local Benjamin Moore dealer. Their quality products and expert advice will set you up for success. Anna Lynn Decorating Center, Richmond Road and 28th Street Southwest.
Want to prepare your garden for cool weather bird feeding? You can start by offering suitable bird foods, research placement of appropriate feeders, maintain a bird bath, and create roosting sites. At Fairplay Wild Bird Center, we have a super selection of seed mixes and grains available in large and small quantities. Come check out the September special on Mother Nature's Mountain Multibird Mix. 20 pounds for just $19.49. Visit Fairplay Wild Bird Center, 2604 Kensington Road Northwest, or at fairplaywildbird.com.
Stampeders football. Hear every game on 107.3 The Edge. Brought to you by McAmey College. Why wait to start the future of your dreams? Get pre-approved now at McAmeyCollege.com.
A delicious new deal is at Tim's. $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich when you buy any size hot or iced coffee. You heard that right. Just $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich with Canada's favorite coffee. Terms apply. See app for details.
It's time for Tim's.
At Toyota, we believe your vehicle is more than just a ride. It's family. So make sure it's prepared for whatever Mother Nature has in store. Because winter's a lot like some people's in-laws. It's cold, shows up unexpectedly, and refuses to leave. Trust the experts at Toyota for premium winter tires, batteries, brakes, and more. Beat the winter rush. Book an appointment at shoptoyota.ca or contact your local Toyota dealer today.
It's iconic.
The Edge.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Lemon yellow.
Iconic.
1073 The Edge.
Calgary's Iconic Alternative.
This is A Day to Listen. I'm Kim Wheeler. John R. Sillaboy is Mi'kmaq from Mi'kma'ki or Nova Scotia. I first met John R. at the Juno Awards last March. Nagum, John R.'s personal pronoun, brought a welcoming to the show in the Mi'kma'ki language.
My mother had 10 kids and she was very resourceful. She was living on social assistance and she worked and she made do with food that we gathered or we fished or we hunted with other things that we got from Sobeys and Superstore. And at the same time, being as resourceful as she was, there were no literacy or books for children to learn in English, let alone in Mi'kmaq. There were no these children's literacy kits, you know, like the Dolly Parton campaign or anything like that, that kids would receive in the mail, you know, a package to teach them how to read. So when we were kids, my mother helping us trying to understand a little bit of language before going to kindergarten, she would say, okay, there's Sesame Street English that we could learn. I call it CBC English or, you know, CTV English. We would learn some of those words and this and that and just numeric stuff and, you know, colors and standards. Standard things that you would learn as a kid. But then my mother, she noticed that we loved looking at the Sears Christmas wish book. And in that Christmas wish book, we were looking at colors and, you know, clothing and toys and all these visuals. And it occurred to her to use the Christmas wish book to start teaching us vocabulary in English. And so we would have a little bit of an advantage, at least be prepared when we get to kindergarten, that we would know our colors, we would know, like, you know, vocabulary for the body parts and stuff for clothing and different things here and there. And so my sister and I, we talk about this, you know, having my mother be so resourceful and teach us through mnemonics, I guess. Ironically, that quest to have a leg up was that sense of resourcefulness that my mother had. But then later in life, as a person in their 50s with grandchildren and lots of grandchildren, my mother had 10 kids and then quickly had many grandchildren, that sense of resourcefulness then became not using, let's say, Christmas wish book, but let's say using cultural activities as a way to instill that necessity to maintain our language.
I remember looking through this year's catalog and circling gifts I wanted. I'm Kim Wheeler, and to hear my full conversation with John Arcilaboy, check out adaytolisten.ca.
Love you. Iconic.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's Iconic Alternative.
I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. Yeah, the magician's assistant in their dream. Oh,
Canada-wide clearance is on at Chevrolet. Get 0% financing for up to 72 months on the 2024 Silverado 1500 RST. Explore downtown hotspots with standard Chevrolet Safety Assist, including automatic emergency braking and HD surround vision camera. Or take on the great outdoors with an available 3-liter Duramax diesel engine and available in-vehicle trailering app. Oh, look, a cute chipmunk. Not so cute, not so cute! Ask your Chevrolet dealer for details.
My name's Jason, and I said yes to the Capital One Smart Rewards MasterCard because I get rewarded for paying down my card balance. It's pretty amazing. I can then use my points towards gift cards, which are perfect gifts for my niece and nephew. They'd love some new fall outfits, and I know my sister would appreciate it too.
Get rewarded with the Capital One Smart Rewards MasterCard. Visit CapitalOne.ca for more details. You've got this. We've got you.
At Calgary Co-op Pharmacy, we're always looking to provide you more. Far more. That's why we're making it far more convenient to get your annual flu shot. You can now make an appointment in-store, online, or through the Calgary Co-op app and get your flu shot while you do your grocery shopping. Book now at any of our 22 locations. Promising you convenient, comprehensive care every day in every possible way, it's your Calgary Co-op Pharmacy.
Alberta has so much to offer. Beautiful mountains, stunning lakes, sprawling prairies, and so much more. But do you know how our beautiful province got its name? I'll give you a hint. It was named after royalty. It's Steve from Green Fox Windows and Doors, Department of Trivia, with another installment of Did You Know? This time we're exploring how Alberta got its name. Any guesses yet? Okay, I won't make you wait any longer. Alberta was named after Princess Louise Caroline Alberta, the fourth daughter of Queen Victoria and Prince Albert in 1882, when Alberta was still just a district of the Northwest Territories. When Alberta became an official province in 1905, the name stuck. That's how our province got its name.
Quality craftsmanship, Canadian made. Green Fox Windows.
What are you doing on your roof?
I'm trying to fix it. There's still shingles missing from the hailstorm, and all the contractors I looked at had horrible reviews, so I'll just do it myself.
Just contact Southern Roofing and Waterproofing. They fixed my roof, and it's still holding up great. Plus, they have a warranty in case anything happens to my roof.
I admit, I'm a little jealous of your roof.
Get roof repairs from someone who cares about your home and repairs that last. Request a quote today at southernroofing.ca.
When the time is right to get a new vehicle, the time is right. Wolf Cadillac Calgary is building and moving to a brand new location in the new year, and they don't want to move so many vehicles. This is the time to take advantage of the best prices of the year. Take advantage of credit offers that you will only find at Wolf Cadillac Calgary and help reduce the inventory. Make your next vehicle buying process as quick and hassle-free as possible. Visit 1720 Bow Trail Southwest while you still can, or wolfcadillaccalgary.com.
F-G. Q.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.